And now for our final presentation for Business 123 Introduction to Investments for Spring 2021, we are going to discuss the ultimate investment, the means by which you can create the greatest amount of wealth in one lifetime, and that is starting a business. And folks, it is definitely not for everyone. The most profitable investment anyone can ever make is starting a business. It's also one of the riskiest investments anyone can make. You've heard the statistics. 50% of businesses fail in the first year. 80% of businesses fail in the first 5 years. 100% of businesses fail in the first 10,000 years. Look, no one knows these statistics. The truth is, no one knows the failure rate of small businesses because no one, not even the IRS, knows how many small businesses there are. And another truth is that many small business owners often fail two or three or more times until they succeed. It's a culture. In fact, it's very uncanny. Often business owners come from a family of business owners. Now, I don't know if it's nurture or nature, that old, debate. If it's just because you've been around these people that you just feel more confident. And it doesn't mean just because your family, no one in your family has a business, that you can't start a business. But it is so uncanny that it is so true that many business owners come from families who were business owners. Amazing, isn't it? So if you are so inclined, if you believe there's no way you can work for a paycheck, you have to work for yourself. There's no one that's going to stop you. Then, folks, don't do it alone. There are tremendous resources available to small business owners. Small business is the backbone of our economy. We want small businesses to succeed. Excuse me. And so here are some of the best groups, by the way. SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives. They are awesome. Now, I haven't been to any other presentations, seminars, work webinars or whatever in a long time. So my apologies, but you will be surrounded, assuming eventually someday we get to meet in person, with individuals who are just like you, thinking about or starting a business or have started a business. And that is so energizing and so exciting. It gets people enervated, that's the word, is that the right word? Energized. And you get to bounce ideas off other people, they get to bounce ideas off of you. You're in the, what is called the milieu, you're inside the environment. And it's contagious. It's contagious. It's so exciting. And I love SCORE. One presentation I went to, this is a long time ago, they said, you're never going to succeed. You're going to fail. 80% of businesses fail. Da, 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 da. And so after the people who left, then they said, okay, let's get started. I love it. I loved it. And so definitely check out SCORE. Kiva is a peer-to-peer lending organization because there's going to be times you're going to need some money and you'd like to be able to raise some cash. And Kiva is one of those places. There are others. Sometimes they're called micro-lending. Accessity. Now, I haven't been involved with this organization for a long time, and they kind of disappeared from San Diego, went up to LA, and then came back. It used to be called Acción San Diego, but now it's called Accessity. And be careful, the old Acción San Diego website has now been turned into a malware, so stay away from that. But this is another great group, at least they used to be. And dear students, you might not know this, but Southwestern hosts the South Bay, South San Diego, and I think Imperial County has their own now, but they used to be part of ours. Small Business Development Center. These are federally sponsored groups, entities, endeavors that are hosted by community colleges and other organizations. And so it's hosted by Southwestern, at our National City campus, and just start going to the presentations. Most all of them are free. Of course, I'm sure most of them now are online, and eventually someday we're going to be able to get together. But again, you're in the milieu. You're with people who are starting a business or have started a business or thinking about it, and it's contagious. And of course, we have great courses here. Business 120, Introduction to Business. Business 145, a one-unit class. Get you in, get you out. Keep your nose clean with regard to what you have to do to report your income and taxes and the like. And we have other classes too. Business 140, Business Law, which is important to know. So don't forget us. The time to start a business is typically when you're younger, and don't have the wife and the kid or the house, the husband and the kid or whatever, and the orthodontia and the vet bills and all that other stuff that comes with having a home, starting a life. So it's time to start is when you're younger. But that doesn't mean just because you're younger doesn't mean you can't start a business. You might have heard of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the original colonel who started Kentucky Fried Chicken did so when he was 60 years old. Yeah. So there are opportunities. In fact, in the securities world, there are many mom and pop shops, as they're called. They're not usually a mom and a pop. But there are many small brokerage firms where the old white guys like me are ready to retire or kick off, and maybe their children are not interested in taking over the business. So you could start there as an intern, as a broker's aide, get your broker's license. They're usually not very tech savvy, so they love it when the younger folks can use all the technology. And you can make it clear that you want to get into business, and you might be interested in buying what is called their book of business. As you build your own book of business, you can pay them for their book. Now, often it's a one lump sum payment, or maybe it's a pay them a certain percentage of the earnings over the next 4 or 5 years, and you can work that out. But it's a great way to get involved in a brokerage firm, an insurance company, a mortgage broker. Yeah, you can do it, dear students. It's all out there. The tools that are available for home-based businesses now are tremendous. So think about it, think about it, think about it. And that's it. Dear students, we are finished. Can you believe it? You've made it to the end. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Again, I am so grateful and privileged and the luckiest guy in the world to be able to teach this class and cajole you and challenge you and plead with you. And I always love to end at the beginning, just as we began at the ending, with a perspective. It is a gloomy moment in history. Never has the future seemed so dark and incalculable. The United States is beset with racial, industrial, and commercial chaos, drifting we know not where. Of our troubles, no one can see the end. Do you remember this slide from the very first presentation? When was it said? 1847. Oh, yeah. Gloom and doom and death and destruction. And, someday the world is going to end for you and me. The world ends for everybody eventually. But for our civilization, I am very optimistic. We have tremendous challenges ahead. And economically, I feel we will meet them. We will meet them and surpass the wildest expectations. Politically, I'm a little worried. Actually, I'm very worried. Because when you have a certain percentage of your population that just doesn't believe in truth, they just believe in whatever they read on Farcebook or Twitter, that scares me. But economically, because of the tools and the younger generations and their capabilities, I'm very excited. The next 20 years are going to see things that just make the last 20 years look tame, and the last 20 years have been the most prosperous years in the history of the world, even with the global financial crisis. So I want to end with a different perspective. It is a fortunate moment in history. Never has the future seemed so bright and promising. The United States is the most racially diverse, industrially strong, and commercially prosperous nation in the history of the world. Of our continued success, no one can see the end. Now, who said this? Me! Today! Go get them, Tigers! Start your investment program, you know, if you're still in college and you still have a few years left before you, by age 25, 30, you want to get started, okay? $50 a month. How much is your cell phone payment? Believe that tomorrow is going to be a better day than today with some problems that we'll have created, some problems we'll have solved, but we'll muddle along, hopefully. And we wish you the best of luck and success. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being in our class. Contact me, keep in touch. We'd love to hear how our students are succeeding no matter where they are in this crazy old world. Thank you for being in Business 123, Introduction to Investments for Spring 2021. Best of luck and success to you, dear students.